Sally Ault, seorang ahli suku bunga dari Bank Investasi JP Morgan, mengharapkan suku bunga pinjaman resmi akan diturunkan menjadi 1.75%.
We think that the RBA will take the cash rate to 1%. Probably won't happen until early 2017. But I think the key story here is that we need both lower rates and a lower currency so the RBA can have as much help as possible in achieving trend-like growth outcomes.
Sally Ault mengatakan melemahnya indeks nilai konsumen berpotensi menghambat perkembangan ekonomi.
People postpone consumption decisions, businesses postpone hiring decisions because they know that they can probably hire someone for less tomorrow than they can today. Businesses postpone capex decisions because they know they can buy the capital goods for cheaper tomorrow today. You end up with, you know, what is potentially a really nasty recessionary environment even though prices might be falling.
Ia menambahkan harga akan turun karena produk Australia biasanya dinilai terlalu mahal dalam lingkungan global.
So what we're seeing is what economists call margin compression. So that spread between what something costs a retailer and what they sell it for is actually starting to come down. And I think part of the issue there is that, you know, for a long time, one of the stories around Australia is that we have been quite uncompetitive. So you'll often see people who come here from overseas and say, wow, it's quite expensive here, whether that's food or whether it's sort of clothing or general retail. And I think in the globalized world that we live in, it's much harder for Australian retailers to sustain those sort of margins.
Sementara itu, Chris Weston, Chief Market Strategist dari trading company IG Markets, mengatakan bahwa nilai inflasi yang rendah adalah masalah yang sedang dihadapi oleh bank sentral global.
We seem to be catching up with the rest of the world. That's the issue. I mean, we've held on for so long within the RBA's target band for quite some time. We're now finally outside of that target band, and you know, that's been a huge wake up. That, you know, are we joining the rest of the world? Well, you know, clearly the change in and the key point of differential is that places like Japan, the US, and the ECB in Europe have been throwing the absolute kitchen sink. They've not just cut rates substantially into negative territory, but they've also gone through rapid expansion of the monetary base.
Bank sentral menangani masalah ini dengan menyuntikkan dana ke dalam perekonomian mereka. Sally Ault mengatakan situasi itu tidak terlalu parah bagi Australia.
When we turn it back to the Australian experience, it's a big part of why the RBA cut rates in May, because they were basically sending a very strong message out to the economy, out to consumers and businesses saying, we're not that worried about the growth story, we're not that worried about the labour market, but we are worried about inflation, but guess what, we're going to do something to shore it up.
Hasil tersebut telah menyebabkan para pakar memikirkan kembali strategi suku bunga mereka. Commonwealth Bank telah memperbarui prediksi mereka. Stephen Ducklin dari Comsex, Commonwealth Security, menjelaskan.
Well, we now expect not only one interest rate cut this year, but potentially two over the course of 2016. Now, we're penciling in a rate cut in August, and we could even see another one in November this year.
Suku bunga saat ini memberi konsumen lebih banyak uang yang dapat dibelanjakan, sehingga menopang ekonomi. Sally Ault dari JP Morgan memperingatkan bahwa suku bunga yang rendah di Australia akan menurunkan nilai mata uang dolar Australia sehingga membuat produk ekspor Australia lebih dapat bersaing di dunia internasional.
So we're targeting 65 cents on the Aussie by the middle of next year, and I think that's a big part of the story. It's becoming sort of clear that if we leave the cash rate around 2, if we let the Aussie sort of wash around in the 70s somewhere, that's not going to give us loose enough financial conditions to sort of hit this inflation story.